हाथ की ताली, एक हाथ की ताली।
Thank you. Today, Bap Dada, the one who takes everyone beyond with his drishti, is seeing his lovely cooperative children who are lost in his love. In every child's heart, on his forehead, the proof of the love is visible. You may be thinking that we who are sitting at the back are not being seen. But you but Bap Dada has such a unique TV with which anything which is even at a far distance is visible in front. Wherever you may be, even in one faraway corner, you are in front of the Father. Now you are at least sitting comfortably. Aren't you sitting comfortably? Today everyone is full of zeal and enthusiasm. This is why they are showing that with their clapping. Yes, Bap Dada knows how much happiness there is in your heart. Baba is seeing that Each child is so happy to show the proof of his love for Baba in the form of cooperation which he has given. This is why they show so many arms. These arms are the signs of cooperation. Bab Dada knows that every child has, whether he is of this land or of foreign lands, has helped. Has given cooperation and today the proof of your cooperation is that you are able to sit comfortably, are also able to see with ease everything. Now you need not clap much, no need to clap anymore. Your claps of happiness have already reached Baba, and still they are continuing to clap.
क्या वो नहीं सुनाई देता? मैं क्या कर सकती हूँ? हाँ? हाँ? तो वही तो सुनाना है. FM भी नहीं चल रहा है. FM भी नहीं चल रहा है. हाँ? और हेडफोन मैंने उसी समय यशवंत तो गुम ही हो गया था. इतना आपको याद नहीं है? कितना मैं कहूँ टेस्टिंग करो करो, कोई करने को तैयार नहीं. Can you hear me? Okay, can you hear me? मैं कुछ पता ही नहीं चल रहा है, कोने में बैठा दिया. बाप दादा has nourished all his children in his arms and is congratulating everyone. In the new year, just as at this time you are showing so much zeal, enthusiasm and happiness, similarly, always consider yourselves to be with the Father. Just as now you are in the corporeal form, always think that you are with the Father in the angelic form. As his companions,
this company of the father and the children is very lovely. Even the father does not like that you be separated from him. The first experience, this is why these different sounds is also like a game. Don't think it to be something great, something big. It is good and it will always be good. It is very good, it is very good. Say this, very good, very good. And you will become good yourselves. And everything in the drama will be a good scene, because when you become good, the vibrations of your goodness will make everything good. However it may be, you will be able to change even the negative into positive. That much power you children have. Only thing is that you have to use it. You have many powers. You have to use them at the right time and you will get very good experiences. This is the new hall. It is the new year. What will you do in this new year? Won't you do something new in the new year? This is the year for you to become experienced yourself and give others the experience. Did you understand what is to be done? You have to experience. You do keep on describing in words. However, every child has to experience each power, each virtue also. Aren't you embodiments of experience? Are you the embodiments of experience or not? Or are you the embodiments of speech only? You are experienced. But in this year, no child should say that I do not have the experience of these things. But it is very, very little. There shouldn't be any child who should say this. Because the meaning of knowledge isn't only understanding knowledge, but experiencing it. And unless it has been experienced, it will not be possible for you to make others experience too. If it is only up to speech and not up to experience, then for whichever souls you are instrumental in service, they will only utter very good, very good, wonderful, wonderful. They reach only up to this experience, but they don't become experienced themselves. Very few out of millions become experienced. Actually, the basis of glorification is experience. Something which has been experienced in anyone's life that can never be forgotten, and an experienced soul will never be influenced by wrong vibrations or wrong company. But if somebody is influenced only through speech, then sometimes he will dance, enjoy, and sometimes he will even begin to wonder. Experience means a strong foundation. It is like a strong foundation, a strong basis. If the foundation is strong, then the building will also be strong. But if it is half weak, then the result of that is that he will shake, he will have upheavals, even for small trifle matters, because many problems or upheavals which come in the way, they become stronger. This is why those with a weak foundation keep shaking. It's not that they fall, but they keep shaking. Therefore, first of all, in this year, you have to strengthen the foundation of experience. Today, someone may be going very fast, but tomorrow his face is little bit changed, his mood is little bit changed. What is the reason for that? The reason is that the foundation of experience isn't strong enough. An experienced soul will be able to cross any test, or will be able to solve any problem so easily as if nothing happened at all. It came, it played its role, but that one observed as a detached observer, thought it to be very lovely, but saw it in a detached way and finished. It was like an entertainment for him. It wasn't in the form of an incident, but in the form of an entertainment. You all like entertainment, don't you? let anything happen, but for you, it's nothing new, is it? It's nothing big, isn't it? You find it something big only when the foundation is not very strong, even if it may be 75% strong or even 90% strong, but still there are chances of it shaking. Bhaktada does not like when he sees children battling. Or children laboring. Why do you have to labor? Why do you have to battle? Is it that instead of a yogi, you like to become a soldier on a battlefield? You are yogis, aren't you? Because those who keep on battling, it means that they have the sanskaras of those who will come in the silver age. But the yogi soul has the sanskar of the Sun dynasty. So what do you want to become? Do you want to come in the Sun dynasty or do you want to come in the Moon dynasty? Do you want to come in the Golden Age or do you want to come in the Silver Age? If you want to come in the Golden Age, then no more battling. Is your battle over? You're not saying yes. Are you thinking? You're not saying yes. Is your battle over? You said yes only because Baba asked you. You may not be in front of Baba's eyes physically, but whatever you do, whatever your stage is, that appears in Baba's heart immediately. When you shake in the corporeal world, just as we are so happy. Just as you are happy to see this big hall, you are happy to see Shantivan, so too in this gathering, in the midst of everyone, make a promise that you will free yourselves from all types of upheavals and you will become unshakable, you will become stable. Those who think that they will become unshakable, stable, firm, not those who say, I'll try, but those who say they will become unshakable, raise your hand high. those who say that they will become unshakable, firm, stable, strong in this year, raise your hand high. Those sitting in the corner also raise your hand. Okay, now those in the front, lower your hand. But those at the back, raise your hand. Baba wants to see you all. Those at the back, to raise your hand. Congratulations. Those from this end, on Baba's right, raise your hand. Raise your hand. Those who say that they will be unshakable, stable, firm. From this end, raise your hand. And those who did not raise their hand for any reason, does it mean that you will not be able to become? No, it may not be that. For some other reason, you may not have raised your hand. Now raise your hand. Those who did not raise your hand previously, raise your hand now. Who for any reason did not raise their hand earlier, are you feeling shy to raise your hand? If you are, then just think, if you at this time are feeling shy to raise your hand, then at the time when you start passing through the upheaval, then also you should feel shy. You should feel ashamed. Actually, both words are the same in Hindi. So think in that way, and that will make you become strong, because you will say, I don't want to become ashamed of myself, because there are many children, when they have a heart-to-heart conversation with Baba, they say, Baba, give us the date, tell us when destruction will take place. Isn't this your question too? Is it everyone's question? Okay, even if Bhaktada does tell you the date, Baba will say, okay, in 2000 destruction will take place. What will you do then? Supposing Baba says that. First you understand, don't misunderstand what Baba is saying. Supposing Baba says that destruction will happen in the year 2000, supposing. It's not that this is the date which Baba is giving, but supposing Baba would say that destruction will happen in the year 2000. And what will you do then? Supposing Baba gives you this date, what will you do then? Will you continue to become careless, or will you become fast effort makers? And they are saying, we will become fast effort makers. Okay. Supposing Baba will say that in this year itself, in the year 1997, there will be great upheaval in the world, what will you do? Will you make even more great effort? Will you? Or you will become more and more date conscious, a little bit date conscious? Or will you keep on counting that 1 year, 1 month passed, 2 months passed, these many months passed, these many months left? So it means you will become date conscious, won't you? Or will you become soul conscious? What will you become? Won't you become careless? Because if Baba says 2000, you may say there are still 3-4 years left, you will start making efforts in the last year. Won't that make you careless? Won't you become a little bit careless? Even if you may not become careless, yet Maya
is listening to what Baba is saying, Maya will create such things in front of you which will make you become careless and also lazy from time to time. Then what will you do? This is why Bhaktata has told you earlier also that do not become date conscious. Always think that every moment is the last moment. Therefore, you have to be ready in every moment. Now, suppose Bap Dada says that destruction will happen after 2000. Okay, you accepted that. If Baba is not telling you, giving you the date, but supposing Baba tells you that it will happen after 2000. Will you make yourself complete in the year 2000? Okay, if you will be complete in the year 2000, then when will you make others complete? Will you make them complete in Satyug? Will you make others complete in Satyug, is it? If the ones who are to make others complete, because they are fewer in number, and those whom you have to make complete, they are so many in number, then even they need time to become complete, is it not? In the last season also Baba asked you, at least create subjects, at least create 900,000 subjects which will be at the beginning of Satyug. Have you prepared that many? 900,000 subjects? If you haven't, then how will the destruction happen? On whom will you rule? Will you rule over the souls of Kaliyug? You have to rule over the new souls of Satyug, is it not? But the new souls are not yet ready, and if destruction takes place, then what will happen? Where are the 900 souls ready to start Satyug? This is why Bap Dada Baba is giving this job to the astrologers, this job of destruction. Why should Baba do this job? At least they are Baba's children. Let them do the job of earning. They are earning through astrology. This is the only means of their income. Through astrology they are able to tell their horoscope. So if you really are wanting to know when destruction will take place, ask the astrologers. Did you understand? What have you to do this year? You have to become the embodiments of experience. Till now, there are many children who, when they have a heart-to-heart conversation with Baba, they speak such sweet things in front of Baba. They say, Baba, what to do? Baba, so much I have done and this much is still left. That you do for us, Baba. There's too much for us. We will rule, but you'll have to make us perfect for that. Could it be possible that you make Baba do the efforts instead of you? Baba is of course helpful, and he will continue to be helpful till the end. This is his guarantee. But
helpful to whom? Baba will be helpful to those who first put their foot of courage forward, because Baba helps those who are courageous. So you put your one foot of courage forward, then Baba will give you complete help. If you won't put your foot of courage forward and you continue to say, Baba, you do it, Baba, you do it, then Baba will also say, okay, I will see, I will see. First, you put your foot of courage forward. You won't even put one foot forward, and how can you expect Baba to help you? Therefore, in this year, every time you will have to check that, am I putting my foot of courage forward? Is my feet of courage strong? Are my feet of courage strong? So do not tell Baba to help you before you have put your foot of courage forward. Because once you put the foot of courage forward, it is impossible that Baba will not help you. Baba will help you, but the only thing is that first of all, you have to put your foot of courage forward. This is why it is said, which is the first word said, courage. You keep the courage first, then Father gives the help. God helps those who help themselves. It's not that it shouldn't be the other way around, that Baba helps you and then you keep the courage. No, courage comes first, then comes the help. Of course, Baba smiles at the children. Baba says, oh, you are wonderful, you are great. With faith, if you put your foot of courage forward, then Baba will help you multi-million times more, for which Baba is bound. He is always ready to help his children. Okay, what else will you do in the new year? Up to now, there is one point of service which Baba has been telling you again and again, but it is still not done. And someone says, to prove the sermonized of the Gita. Baba says, well, that also will take place, but something which Baba has been emphasizing and is still not done. Last year, Baba had given work to every zone that you have to serve souls. Of course, many souls up to now have become very cooperative, very close. Many souls have also come in near contact. However, what is more important now is to create heirs. You have created less heirs because Bab Dada sees the result of every center every day. The result of all the centers in all four directions is that there are less heirs. Loving, cooperative, contact souls are many. And they are very good ones too. But you have to make them stronger, or you have to create new ones, those who are coming at the end, who are coming last, but they will go fast and become heirs, and bring them in front of the Father. Of course, there are heirs too, but they can be counted on fingers because they are so few. As you say, that transformation should happen by the year 2000, that's all, that's what you want, is it not? But then how many heirs have you created for that? You need royal subjects at the beginning of Golden Age. These royal subjects have not been created yet. Of course, subjects are created. They have been created. All the different conferences you have held in this year are on the stage of others. Whatever programs you have received and spoken on others' stage, that has led to a great impact, and many subjects have been created through that. The result of all this is very good. However, what does Bap Dada want now? What does Bap Dada want now? He wants that air quality souls be created. Only when you create air quality souls here, the advance party will be revealed, and the drums of glorification of the Father will beat then in all four directions. The result up to now is that people only compliment you. They say, you people are doing very good work. And they, or some of them say that only you can do this type of work, only you are capable of doing it. However, this task is under the directions of God, the Supreme, and everyone's attention be drawn towards the Supreme Soul, that it is the Supreme Soul's task happening here. That is still incognito. The children with their own power, with their love, are making good efforts to reveal the Father. However, up to now, they are only cooperative souls, or they just have love for Baba, for the family. But because it's only up to this extent, the glorification hasn't taken place to the extent Baba wants it to happen. They only say up to now, it's very good, it's very good. But they should also say, it's God who's working here. That is not being said yet. And they should say, yes, the time has come and the Father has come. This they are not saying yet, because only when they say this, then destruction will come. So don't ask Baba when destruction will take place. Instead, Baba is asking you, children, when will you be ready for this? Should Baba open the curtain? Are you ready? Or will you be ready even when the curtain is open? At least 16,108 pakka, strong jewels should be created. They should be revealed. At least a rosary of 16,108 should be prepared. Baba is telling you only up to this extent of 16,108. Baba is okay, not going to that far as 900,000, but at least prepare the rosary of 16,108. Is that ready? Somebody is saying, yes, Baba, I think Daddy is saying, 16,108 rosary is not difficult to make now. And Baba says, okay, make it in the new year. Is it ready? Is the rosary of 16,108 ready? The Pandavas say, is the rosary of 16,108 ready? Each bead in that rosary should be the one who's unshakable, stable, firm, strong, or are they still shaking, falling down sometimes? Say, is the rosary of 16,108 ready? Dadis will say yes, is it? Isn't it? What do the dadis say? Dadi is telling everyone sitting next to her, you should say, of course. Okay, are the Shaktis ready? Are they 16,108? The Shaktis, the teachers, they are not raising their hand. Only when Baba asks, you say yes. And what about the Pandavas? Baba says, prepare a rosary on 18th of January 1997 and give that rosary to Baba of 16,108 beads. If Baba would make you raise your hand, then everyone will raise their hand and it will be, the whole gathering is about, I think, 10,000 now. So first the Dadi should give the certificate, should pass, then Baba will pass them. You can help the Dadis. You could write on a slip and give to Dadi and write on the slip whether whether you consider yourself to be in the rosary of 8 or 108 or 16,108. You can tell about yourself to Dadi, write on the slip and give it to Dadi. So let Dadi see that, and then the Dadis will decide, and then Dadis will give to Baba, then Baba will talk about it. Okay, what else will you do in the new year? Bab Dada observed one result. It's not that is the result of only those who are here, but Baba observed one result of the children, all four directions. What must be that thing about which Baba saw the result? Baba observed that how much earning has each one done? That is, how much have they accumulated in their account of profit, either through thoughts or words or actions, contacts, relationships, how much they have accumulated and increased their account. It's a challenge. By all of you, you say it in front of everyone in the world, don't you? That if in this very birth you make efforts, you can claim the fortune of 21 births. You can accumulate the fortune for 21 births. You say this with a challenge, don't you? It means that in one birth you have to accumulate for 21 births. It means how much you'll have to accumulate. Up to now, whatever you accumulate through the mind, will help you to have so much strength in your mind that for 21 births you will not have to spread the vibrations, powerful vibrations in two ages, golden age and silver age. But then after that, your images will be worshipped in Copper Age and Iron Age. Maybe you don't know in which form you will be worshipped in Copper Age and Iron Age, but at least you know that your images will be worshipped in Copper Age and Iron Age. That is the memorial of 330 million deities. So you become worthy of worship in Copper Age and Iron Age. And at that time, also you will be serving your bhagats through your mind automatically, because whenever your bhagats or devotees will come in front of your images, they will get mental vibrations in the form of peace, happiness, power through you, through your images. This will be the result of what you accumulate now through the mind. And then whatever you accumulate through words, on the basis of that, your praise and worship will be based on the speech. That is, the praise and worship will be based on the speech. it won't be just namesake worship, but it will be full of praise in words. That is, your devotees will praise you from their heart in words. Because through speech you give happiness to souls at this time, you give them peace at this time, and therefore you get the return in the form of praise of you by your devotees for half a kalpa in words. They will praise you in a very yukti-yukt way. First of all, you will be praised, and also you will be worshipped accordingly. The worship will be also in a yukti-yukt way. And thirdly, those souls who serve through actions and accumulate the fortune through actions, it's not that they serve for half a day and not serve the other half day, or serve sometimes but not serve at other times. But those who serve physically all the time in every action and accumulate through actions, then each of your actions will be worshipped, will be praised. It's very few deities who are worshipped in this way. That is, every sense organ of theirs is worshipped. Some deities will be worshipped only occasionally. Some will be worshipped all the time. But what about those souls who are only cooperative or are contact souls, that is, they serve through their cooperation and contact? Then such souls will receive the return in the form of becoming a small image in copper age and iron age, like the small images in bhakti. And even from these little images, the bhagats are able to experience some love and cooperation, some blessing in a practical way. Did you understand? Now you have to check yourself. To what extent you have accumulated in all these four ways, in your thoughts, words, actions, and contact and relationships and cooperation. You have to check whether it's in all four, or whether it is in three or two or one. When Bap Dada saw the result, Papa was not happy about the on seeing the result. Baba did not like it. Baba does not want to elaborate, but he only says it in short, that what do you want to do? If you really want destruction to be near, you will have to pay attention to all the four ways of accumulating. Do not spend so much energy Sometimes you spend so much energy in words, in waste words, you speak such words which are not needed at all. In the mind you have such thoughts which are not needed to think about. But still you think, and the result is that you're not able to accumulate enough. A lot of wastage is there. There isn't that much accumulation. So before destruction takes place, you need to increase your account of accumulation. For Baba, it will not take time to give an order for destruction. He'll just clap and destruction will happen. And everyone is clapping. What do they really want to convey? Well, okay, it is, you clapped now. It means you need to now clap, keeping in mind the preparation you will be doing. Today everyone is clapping a great deal. Bap Dada is also very happy to see the children happy. So did you understand what you have to do in this year? Sometimes Bap Dada switches on the TV of every child. And it's such an amusing scene which Baba watches on the TV. If Baba would do it with a program, then of course you would all be ready to expose yourselves. But Baba does it instantly without any programs spoken beforehand, said beforehand. And because it is all of a sudden, what Baba watches on the TV is very amusing. Baba notices that there's a lot of wastage in your account. Baba had given you one slogan some time back. Speak softly, speak sweetly, speak less, speak softly, speak sweetly. Do you remember the slogan? And you had actually put up this slogan everywhere. Yes, you had stuck this slogan on walls. Now it should be stuck in the heart. Everyone asks about the advance party. Where are they? What are they doing up to now? Why aren't they being revealed? Now those souls are saying, we don't mind being revealed, but will we be revealed all by ourselves, Will we be revealed alone, or will you also be revealed along with us? Supposing the advance party is revealed, their role is revealed now, then who this one is in that only they will be revealed, not you. You will not be revealed at that time. Actually, they are waiting for you to be revealed so that they too become revealed, because they want both the type of revelation to happen together. Also, on the other hand, the time of destruction is actually waiting for you. You need not wait for destruction, but destruction is actually waiting for you. Time is your creation. You order the time, and the time is always ready for you. Therefore, you have to now prepare yourselves for becoming unshakable yourselves and making others unshakable too. All the souls who come in your contact or relationship, for example, if you're a teacher or an instrument soul or instrument brother or sister, a senior brother or a sister, and you have many souls in your contact and relationship. So what you have to do is that you prepare that group in such a way that each one says, whether it is your companion in the center or it is someone who's a householder, but each one has to cooperate, and with the cooperation of everyone, that the whole group should be so ready enough that no one in that group should be the one who is without any experience, or no one else should comment that this one is without any experience, or that one should say, I have no experience. It shouldn't be that someone in your group say that, well, my teacher should first become experienced, then I will become experienced. But everyone should think that I have to become experienced. I am responsible. So at the end of this year, that is at the end of 1997, Baba will ask for the result again. Now the Diamond Jubilee year is ending, but you did not. But okay, in the Diamond Jubilee year, if you did not become a diamond, then in which year will you become a diamond? Do you want to finish the Diamond Jubilee year, or do you want to continue? Don't you want to celebrate the end of the Diamond Jubilee year? Which other Jubilee you want to celebrate? Do you want to celebrate 100 years, centenary? Okay, if you want to celebrate 100 years, then never mind, then you can be very weak and not go fast. You can be slow. But if you want to celebrate the Diamond Jubilee really in the form of becoming a diamond, then you have to go fast. If someone is a Brahmin, then at least the Brahmin should be ready. Then Baba will clap for destruction to take place. If you are ready tomorrow, then Baba can clap tomorrow for destruction to take place. Should Baba clap for destruction? See, something is ringing, and I don't know, it's a siren or something. And they're all clapping. So are all of you ready? Are all of you ready? Or do you say that yes, we will become ready? Baba will see the result. Whether it's the teachers living in the centers or it's the students who come to the center, Baba wants to see everyone's result. Is it okay? Those sitting in the front, is it okay? Is it okay? Those sitting in the first line, Baba is asking them. All the seniors are sitting in the front. The Pandavas are quiet. Are you thinking? See, Bab Dada fulfilled his promise. He came on the date he said he would come. So Baba fulfilled his promise, and now you have to fulfill your promise by becoming ready at the right time or in time. Are those sitting at the back able to see well, see properly? Those sitting at the back, is everything very clear? They are raising their hand. Do you like this big hall, huge hall, or do you prefer the smaller hall? You like this hall? Dadiji is saying something from below. And Baba says, now there will be more and more expansion. Maybe a time will come when you will have to stand even at the back of this hall. Now at least you are fortunate that you're able to sit, all of you are able to sit. Because as big the hall you'll make, that much smaller it will become. So the bigger the hall you make, the smaller it will become. To all the instrument souls who have served day and night in the preparation of this hall, Baba is congratulating them. If something is still left to be done of this hall, doesn't matter, don't think much. But still you have done very well. Bab Dada was noticing that in such a short time you have done such fast work. And the basis of that, in such short time you have done so well, so fast, and little bit still. Little bit is left to, for the completion of this hall. That also will be completed soon. But Baba is very, very happy on seeing this hall. Dadiji complained that why is the hall not complete? But Baba is congratulating you. Dadiji is, of course, instrumental. If she would not have said it, then you would not have even done this much. But today, more was done, and Dadiji's work is to see that things are done properly, and Baba's work is to congratulate you. Baba cannot take so many names because there are so many of you who have helped day and night in constructing this hall. There are 5-6 groups. There are 5-6 groups on there. Baba wants you to just stand up. All those who have been instrumental for the construction of this hall. There are so many engineers, 3 main engineers here sitting, architect, the 3 brothers in the front who are standing. That's Dada Sharad, he is a survey engineer, the middle one is the architect, and that's the side one is, he's a contractor. And so these are 3 main ones and one standing. So 4 main groups. The backbone, yes, the backbone of all these 3 is Nirvair Bhai. He used to come every day to fill enthusiasm in the people working in this hall. And now Baba wants them to look at everyone. Now say each one from the heart, congratulations, congratulations, Mubarak, Mubarak, Mubarak. Mubarak. you all did everything with so much effort, with so much attention. It's a proof that you have so much love for Baba. Baba said it, and you said, "Yes, Baba, we are ready." And you did it. You got very short time to do it. Of course, because of so much short time, you still did so much, and you did it very well. And all of you cooperated then. You cooperated with them, and therefore Baba congratulates everyone. He's not saying the names, not uttering the names, but everyone did it with love. Children of this land and the children of foreign lands too, everyone has helped in his own way. So Baba congratulates them too. Each one has given a helping finger in any form, but everyone has helped. So it's with the cooperation of everyone that the Shanti One is built in time. At least you are able to sit in this hall today. Nobody is made to stand. Those who are standing, they are standing because they want to stand. It's not that you don't have space to sit. Yes, it's the unlimited hall. Okay, what will you do next? Is this enough? Is this enough, Papa says? Many children complained very sweetly to Baba. Baba, we thought that this time you won't limit the numbers, because it's a big hall and maybe anybody will be allowed to come. But Baba, you have limited the numbers and only few can come from each center. So what should be done now? What should be done now? Think about it. Because so many are still not able to come, and also you don't have to sit idle, you have to do something. Don't the teachers think that they should get more number and so that they can bring more students to meet Baba? What do the teachers think? Teachers, raise your hand. The teachers get a very good chance. They come in the first group, then they also come in the second group. Yeah. What will all the teachers do now? You heard the result which Baba said. Won't you now give a good result? Won't you prepare your group of experienced souls? Those who think it is possible to prepare such a group of experienced souls, raise your hand. The teachers, now raise your hand. Those who think that they will do it, they have to do it, they must do it. And now not many hands are being raised. So much difference. Those who live in centers are instrumental for this task. Even if it's a young Kumari living in the center, or young Kumar, or anyone living in the center, but if you are living in a center, you become responsible. Baba has given you another year. Not 1 month, but a whole year. Those of Madhuban, raise your hand. All Madhuban Nivasis. Raise your hand, all Madhuban Nivasis. Who will be the first example, Madhuban? Or will all of you become examples together? Will all of you become examples together? Bab Dada has seen that everyone knows how to copy or imitate Madhuban Nivasis, whether it's something good or not good, but it is very easy to copy Madhuban. A slogan has been uttered often, that well, such things happen even in Madhuban. But now, in this year, don't utter this type of slogan. The slogan for this year is, I have to do it. Don't say, this also happens in Madhuban, that also happens in Madhuban. No, I have to do it. I am the Arjuna. I don't have to see any other one who is an Arjuna, but I am the Arjuna. Arjuna means the one who comes forward and does first. He is Arjuna. So I am that Arjuna who does first. Are you happy with all the facilities you have been provided with in this mela? Are you satisfied with it? And they are saying, yes. first they said very softly, then Baba said, not saying loudly. And they said loudly, yes, we are happy with the facilities provided. Are those at the back also satisfied with the facilities provided here in this mela? They say, yes. Those in the corner, are you satisfied? Are you saying no or yes? You are saying yes. What about the ones on this side? Are you satisfied? You're not saying it firmly, yes? You are satisfied and you will become satisfied more and more in the future. Today is the confluence of 2 years. It is the end of 1 year and the beginning of the other year. So at the confluence of 2 years, Bab Dada gives you the title, you are the satisfied souls. You are the jewels of contentment. Whether it is the brothers or the sisters, but all our souls, because the soul is the jewel, therefore you are jewels of contentment. And you will continue to be the jewels of contentment. See that you don't leave this value of contentment. However much someone may try to disturb you, but he should not be able to disturb your contentment. You should not be disturbed. Always remain contented. Allow your face to be always smiling, not sometimes one mood, another time another mood, but you should always have a smiling face. If a change appears on your face at that time, remember your worship-worthy image, your worship-worthy picture. At that time, say to yourself, my worship-worthy picture or image is smiling, and look at me, I'm sulky, I'm not smiling. And immediately you will change. Therefore, because smile is a sign of satisfaction. So what will you become? What will you do? You will become jewels of contentment. Santushta mani, that's the Hindi word. Santushta mani. Pakka, firm. Also, never allow any lines of worry to appear on your face. Let there be only a smile on your face. Let sulkiness become your servant. And Baba's rhyming words, the word sulkiness means udasi in Hindi. So make udasi your dasi. Dasi means servant. So make sulkiness your servant. Do not allow sulkiness to come on your face. Give it an order that you cannot come to me. Okay, in this group, all the zones have come, haven't they? Which zone has the largest number? Gujarat. Is Gujarat the largest? Because they are doing service. All Gujarat, raise your hand. All Gujarat, raise your hand. Over 1,000 have come from Gujarat. Very good. You have been courageous. Which is the second zone? Big zone. Maharashtra. Maharashtra, raise your hand. There are many at the back also. Lower your hand. Karnataka is the third biggest zone. Karnataka, raise your hand. The largest number. Then on 18th January or 4-18 January, it's going to be Maharashtra zone, which are going to become the Sivadharis. So that zone will be the largest. All from Orissa, raise your hand. Orissa. All eastern zone, raise your hand. Orissa, Assam, Nepal, Bihar. So five main states. In eastern zone has many states, actually five, and small states in northeast India. But still, Gujarat is the largest. Delhi, raise your hand. Yeah, not as much as Gujarat. You come as Sevadharis, and this is why you got the instant fruit of that. Punjab zone, raise your hand. Punjab, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Kashmir. Many states come in Punjab zone. But still Gujarat is larger. Gujarat has got a good lottery this time. Which other zone? Tamil Nadu, raise your hand.
Tamil Nadu, raise your hand. Where is Tamil Nadu? Baba can't see Tamil Nadu. Stand up, all those of Tamil Nadu. They are at the back. Stand up, all Tamil Nadu. They are standing at the back. Still there are many. Big number. Bab Dada is seeing that there is very good expansion in Tamil Nadu. Sit down. Who else? UP, Uttar Pradesh. Stand up. You have sat for a long time and it will be good for you if you stand up. You may sit now. Which other state? Indore zone. Indore zone. Stand up. You may sit down. Bhopal zone. Stand up. Bhopal zone.
Come
here. They are less. Rajasthan. Stand up, Rajasthan. There are some at the back. Agra zone. Agra zone, stand up. Few. Now, double foreigners, all double foreigners stand up. All the double foreigners stand up. All double foreigners. Double congratulations to double foreigners. Nepal, few from Nepal.
all those who have been in the construction department, who have worked here. So they're all standing up. Bab Dada massages the children who are in the construction department. So Baba is telling Daddy that get it announced which departments are there and they should stand up.
Hall ke construction mein, hall construction wale, kanchi banane wale, welding karne wale.
So in the construction of the hall.
Pani wale, plumbing wale, sound system. पेंटिंग वाले रोड वाले कारपेंटर वाले शीटिंग वाले जो छत लगा रहे हैं सभी उठ करके खड़े हो
जाए. ऑल दोज हु हैव हेल्प्ड इन दिस द कंस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ शांति वन इन एवरी वे लाइट साउंड सीलिंग ऑल फिटिंग प्लम्बरिंग वेल्डिंग ऑल डिपार्टमेंट्स. So, all of you, whoever have worked in the construction of this Shantivan, come to the subtle regions and Baba, you know, massage. Baba massages the children, so Baba is inviting everyone in the subtle regions and Baba will massage all of you.
So
Shantivan Nivasis and Madhuban Nivasis also have helped in the construction of Shantivan.
You have done very well.
Hall ka bhi flowers ka decoration karne wale.
You see the beautiful decoration on the stage. The Calcutta Nivasi and Brother David, who did Baba's picture on the, you know, on the stage. Brother David has painted this beautiful picture of Brahma Baba, Shiv Baba on the stage. You have made a very good picture, Baba is telling David. And someone says, actually it is Dadi ji who has inspired everyone. And Baba says, yes, Dadi is always there. Because, and Sister Sharada says, yes, she is the one who has inspired everyone for every bit of thing. So congratulations to Dadi ji. Anirbhar bhai comes every day to Talethi to feel enthusiasm in everyone working here. Dadi Janki, though she lives abroad, yet from foreign lands also, she has been feeling enthusiasm in everyone here. Actually, it was Dadi Janki who had the powerful thought that there should be a very big hall at Talethi. So it's Dadi Janki's main thought which has materialized today. So you all clapped very well, and Bab Dada so Bab Dada claps for all of you who have helped to make this beautiful gathering here. Okay, Baba is giving Yad Piyar now.
Om Mang Gur Sansi.
to all the children in all four directions who are moving forward with great zeal and enthusiasm, to the children who are incarnations of economy, that is, the one who economized their thoughts, words, actions, and accumulate them and to all the long lost now found children who are celebrating the new year with Bap Dada, either in the corporeal form or in their subtle form, because Baba is seeing the children in all four directions, though many are not here in their corporeal form, but they are still here in their angelic form. They are in Madhuban and they are celebrating the new year with Bap Dada in their angelic form here. As midnight is approaching, that is the time of the confluence of the 2 years is coming. Therefore, Bap Dada congratulating you for the Shanti one as well as for the new year, and giving Yad Pyar to every child. To all the jewels of contentment, Bap Dada says, Namaste.